I mean, this is the NFL. There's distractions no matter what it is, whether it's what happened this past week or there's an injury or whatever it is. I mean, you have to deal with it. And hopefully you try to eliminate as many as you can. But at some point during a season, they're going to come up. So you do your best to, you know, compartmentalize and focus on the things that you can control. It's hard to speculate, you know. I mean, do I think that I would have played better? I think, yeah, eventually things would have came around. And you know, I look back at those games and, you know, we're a play here or a play there, and the game's a different outcome. I think anyone would say that about any games that they lost in the entire year. That's just the way, you know, the NFL is. It's one play here, one play there that can change the entire outcome of a game or a season. So, you know, it's hard, you know, not sitting here with the season over to speculate what could have happened. I'm not going to, you know, get into that. Could I have played better? Yeah, there's no doubt. But, you know, I can't tell you that, hey, we would have won the Cincinnati game or anything like that. I don't think so. I know a lot has been made about that, but, you know, one player coming back doesn't really affect an entire locker room as far as culture is concerned. I don't believe that. You know, maybe that just happened to be a coincidence that once Josh came back, we kind of took a wrong turn. I don't know if you know, I'm not going to say that Josh was responsible for us losing five straight games. That would be ridiculous. You know what I mean? He came back in that Atlanta game and had some big plays for us. So, you know, never in any situation can anything be put on one certain guy and one person in this game. And like I've said to you guys before, this isn't basketball where, you know, a guy can take over a game, or baseball where a pitcher throws a no-hitter. I mean, you know, especially on the offensive side of the ball, if 10 guys do their job but one guy doesn't, it prevents the play from happening. So never should anything be put on praise or, you know, skepticism put on one person. And that's just the way the sport is. Again, you know, I've talked to Johnny, and I know much has been made about my relationship with him. And I think from an outside perspective, people would think we don't like each other. You know, couldn't be any more different. Johnny, the person that I've gotten to know, I really like and I consider a friend. So, you know, for him, you know, that's a decision that he has to make. And no matter what everyone else, you know, tells him, I think, you know, it's up to him. And, you know, so it'll be, you know, we'll have to see going forward, you know, how he takes it. But like I said, you know, I just said he was taken off. I just said goodbye to him. I mean, the friendship that I've, you know, established with him, I hope continues throughout the rest of, you know, our careers and so on, because, you know, I have nothing but, you know, good things to say about Johnny as the person that I've gotten to know over the past however many months. Yeah, we did it this year. I mean, I'm not opposed to that. It's I know a lot has been said about, and I remember, you know, back going when we had this conversation, however long ago, you know, someone said I wouldn't come back here if Johnny's here. That's not true. There's no truth to that at all. You know, I think going back to what I said in OTAs and training camp, competition makes people better. And you know, that's why I don't use that as an excuse for why my play declined. It had nothing to do with that. I wasn't thinking about, you know, Johnny either this or that. I think, you know, so to answer your question, that has nothing to do with my decision. My decision will be based on what I think is best for me and my family. It's amazing what a locker room can do to people who come from far and wide. I mean, what do I have in common with Taylor Gabriel or, you know, Paul Kruger or whoever it might be? But when you come together, and that's the beauty of a team, is you can bring, and especially the NFL, you bring guys from all different race, ethnicity, backgrounds. And when you, you know, come together to, you know, accomplish a common goal, you find out there's a lot more similarities than you would think. And you have a lot more in common with people than you would think. So, you know, I'm a 29-year-old father of two, and Johnny's, what, 20, just turned 22. I mean, so, you know, you might think that we don't have a lot alike, but when, you know, you've gone through the same trial and tribulations, you play the same position, you've played the same sport, there's a lot more in common than you would think. You know, to improve and get to 7 wins, you know, that's obviously better than 4-12. And I don't know what the record was here 2 years ago, but I don't think it was any better than that. So I think, you know, it's definitely a step in the right direction. And regardless of who's here next year, it needs to be built upon again. And you just need to keep getting better and better. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask him. I'm assuming you're talking about Coach Pettine. Yeah. You know, so I'll have a conversation with him at some point, I'm sure. And you know, for me, like, after I leave here today, I hope I don't think about it for about a month or two. I just want to get away and spend time with my family, you know, go somewhere and sit on a beach somewhere. Like, it's been a long year and ups and downs. And at this point, And when I'm done talking to you guys, I plan on not having to think about it for a while. So, you know, when the time comes, you know, I'm sure, you know, my agent will talk to the certain people, and I'll talk to the people that I feel like I need to talk to. I just think, like I said, it's a team game, and the quarterback gets a lot of the blame, and you know, I could have played better. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, things got to happen and fall into place. And when you need to make a play, especially at quarterback, you know, I think a lot of pressure is put on him to make plays that maybe aren't there. And, you know, so I think, you know, it was a bunch of things. And you know, I'll look back and, you know, I've got a copy of all the games on DVD, and I'll go and look at them and analyze. And for me, it's about becoming a better player and learning from the mistakes that I made.